Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Waterloo Blackhawks made their 2022-23 USHL regular season debut on Saturday during the USHL Fall Classic in the Pittsburgh suburbs, and the Hawks picked up a win in that opener, 5-2 against the Youngstown Phantoms. Welcome to our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. And Waterloo scored early and led the entire way from the 1:53 mark on against Youngstown on Saturday, taking advantage of an early Phantoms mistake.
Here's Baker back to the offensive zone. Oh, and Baker's shooting. That was blocked. Goes to the corner on the right side. The Phantoms control. Williams leaving it deep in his own zone for his defense mate, Centrella. Giveaway, moving in, a chance. Waterloo scores! Here come the Hawks. Aaron Pionk, the first goal of the season.
That goal from Aaron Pionk unassisted at 1:53 of the first period. All of Waterloo's scoring came early in periods on Saturday. The Blackhawks added to the lead at 3:02 of the second.
Robertson for McLean. Rink wide, moving in, a shot by Hong, blocked by Williams, sprawling in front of it. A minute left on the Blackhawk power play. Thorson for Waterloo, turning, shooting, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Gavin Thorson puts it up over the stick side shoulder of Jacob Fowler, and the Blackhawks convert a power play to make it a 2-0 lead.
The power play goal from Gavin Thorson, assisted by James Hong and Jake McLean. Thorson, like Pionk in the first period, his first goal of the season and his first in the USHL. That was something of a trend for Blackhawks scoring, but we'll come back to that in a moment. The Phantoms got their first goal with a minute and 47 seconds left to play in the second. Emmett Crotto made a nice poke check on an attempt by Matthew Perkins in transition, then another save after Perkins benefited from a Blackhawks turnover. But Andrew Strathman poked the puck across the goal line, and at 18:13 of the second, the Phantoms were back within one. They had a great chance to potentially tie the game with an early third period power play. They did not, and Waterloo capitalized to extend their lead just seconds later.
And the puck is kicked down towards the Youngstown line, where it's eventually reversed by Fisher. No, he lost it. Hawks take it away. In front, Hillman, a stuff attempt. He scores! Here come the Hawks. Miles Hillman, the finish after the Phantoms turnover. It was set up by Thorson, who's got 2 points in the game.
2:47 of the third period, the time of the goal for Miles Hillman, assisted by Gavin Thorson, a two-point game for him, and the Blackhawks were up 3-1, and it was only 31 seconds later that it became 4-1.
McInnes to drive, it was tipped wide by Erdman. Now Procius fed it into the slot. Erdman scores! Here come the Hawks, a redirection by Griffin Erdman, and the Hawks get a follow-up after making it a two-goal lead. It's the Hawks by three for the first time today.
Erdman's first in the United States Hockey League, Tyler Procius and Oliver Flynn with the assists at 3:18, and the third goal in the span of a minute and 52 seconds came at 4:39.
Robertson for Waterloo now, for McLean in turn. He got it to the line and now into the zone to the late coming McInnes. He shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks, bar down Keith McInnes in his first USHL game, the youngest Blackhawk on the ice. It's 5-1 Waterloo.
Just 16 years old, his first USHL goal, 4:39 the time of the score from Jake McLean. His second assist of the game, and Ben Robertson also assisted on that score. The Phantoms had a 5-on-3 power play in the mid-stages of the third period, didn't score during the two-man advantage time, but did get the game's final goal at the 9-minute, 11-second mark, William Whitelaw putting in a shot from the right circle off the toe of Emmett Crotto's glove. Whitelaw assisted by Andrew Strathman and the former Blackhawk Jake Rossi with that power play conversion. Still, though, the Hawks denied 6 of 7 Youngstown power plays on the day. The Phantoms 1 for 7 on the advantage. The Blackhawks 1 for 4. In the third period, the Hawks had a 16-7 shots on goal advantage for the game, 36-27 the final count in favor of Waterloo. Emmett Crotto the win. And with that victory and his 25 saves on Saturday, he ties Jeff Jakaitis and Robbie Badoon for 14th in career victories during the Blackhawks junior era. The loss on the Youngstown side to Jacob Fowler, he made 31 saves on 36 Blackhawks shots. That is our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Attract the wild birds you love to your yard with a 40-pound bag of Nature's Beauty Black Oil Sunflower Seeds on sale at Ted's Home and Hardware. Nature's Beauty Quality Seed, high value. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. It's the second consecutive season that the Blackhawks have beaten Youngstown during the Fall Classic. A 2-0 win last season. The margin this year, 3 goals, as the Blackhawks prevail 5-2. Sunday, the Hawks wrap up their trip with a game against the National Team Development Program under-18s.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.